What up, though? This is your boy BZ430 back again with another episode of Dead End Gaming. What episode number is this now? Because we got to get
that number we don't acknowledge. 45.
Oh, man. That number we do not acknowledge. 45. Episode 40. Kevin looking kind of like, are we sure we have 45?
I don't know.
Oh, you made that face like Eric wasn't speaking facts or something, man. I trust Eric with the facts.
He's like, Trump is the man. What do you mean?
I know. That's why he was looking like that.
Trump
like,
is my that's why we're not saying that number?
Yeah.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah. That was the joke.
Yeah, that was.
It was just a joke, bro.
So Tyler went over your head with that
one. Yup. Great job, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes. Episode 45. Just want to say shout out to the lovely Tyler and the homie Eric for holding it down last week. Y'all did a great job. Great job. And shout out to Mike Seatown, too. Mike Seatown made a guest appearance, and he was going ham talking about, you know, beating Eric in Street Fighter or whatever. But, you know, if Eric never played on the arcade stick,
I might
give him a little. But that's his Street Fighter is game, though. So I'm like, okay, come on. You can't lose.
And Mike ain't played in 20 years.
But right. I did, though.
Rust.
But you did what, though, what?
I did lose.
Right.
So it looks like I can lose.
Yeah. But that's your game, though, man.
It is my game. It's not my method of playing it.
I wanted to play Mike. Shout out to Controller Rise, too. Mike Sick and Controller Rise. We went out there last night. If this recording is Tuesday, we went out there Monday night and had a blast, man. Me and Tyler got ratchet for a second, man. The DJ was out there from Detroit. Played some old school DJ Assault. And, man... Like, literally, I swear, it was like me and Tyler just, like, peeped at the same exact time. Because we was like, wait a minute. Is that what I think this is?
Right.
And
Easy was getting it. Y'all missed
we
it.
We got up. I jitted for, like, about maybe... yeah. I jitted for, like, about maybe 6 or 7 seconds.
I saw it.
And I told Tyler, I was like, Tyler...
Long enough
I was
younger, for Mike not to turn around.
Yeah, I was like, Tyler, if I was younger, if I was about 10, 11 years younger, I'd be at that bad boy like, like, it was crazy. It was dope. So shout out to all them, man, and thank y'all again for holding it down last week. It was tight. And that damn dance. I gotta talk about the dance that y'all did last week. I gotta talk about that because me and Granddad Willie, we was like, what the hell? We missed an episode and y'all out here dancing.
Like, yo, if y'all can only see the practice video though, we ain't allowed to put that out.
Yeah, that's the remainder to be in the video. Safe. That's going to be in the safe.
About
warm up video. I'm just going to throw it out there, but
could even talk about.
Yeah,
just know it was the most hilarious shit I ever seen in my
life.
It was. I was in Miami in the middle of a big ass like company event rolling.
Yeah,
niggas looking at me like I was stupid.
Yes, yes, man. It was like I kind of wish I was there, but then I'm like, I'm kind of glad I wasn't there. I'm kind of glad I wasn't there for that. But it was funny though, and I'm glad a lot of people they show love and they enjoyed it. It was, yeah. You know, it just shows that we silly. You know, y'all know how we are. We silly like that.
Because now we hit 2,000. It was because we hit 2,000 subs on the YouTube channel. Yep. So thanks to everybody who's been subscribing and watching on YouTube and. You know, just many more subs on the way. So
that's what we put in the tweet, but that's not the reason.
The reason
was this woman over here could not like get it out of her head. Like,
yo, get that Duke.
I want to do that.
Y'all saw the video, right? You saw the original video.
The video is
okay.
When I saw the video, I was like, all right,
the video, the behind the scenes is completely different.
For real?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the real video.
You talking about the real video?
Yeah, I'm talking about us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was still dope, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was still dope. It was funny as hell, but it was still dope to see. Because soon when I saw it, I was like, oh, I know exactly where that's from. I was like, I bet you that was Tyler's idea. And then y'all said it.
Yeah,
and I was like, man, look what Tyler got us doing. Like,
Tyler,
I'm like,
so
I knew it.
She was patting her hair. She had
I know.
Go ahead.
I know. She was in stride.
Yeah,
right? I was like, she's spinning around. I said, oh, shit.
Like, she was waiting for this.
Look at Tyler out here. I was like, wow. I said, yeah, she's definitely professional out the crew doing that.
Ringleader.
You're right. She was like, I know, because she was giving us hair and everything. I was like, yes, bitch, give us hair. Every time I see the hair, I'm like, yes, bitch, hair. Give us that damn hair. But yeah,
that video gives me so much joy every time I watch it. I've watched it at least like a couple times a day since we made it.
That's what it should do. It should give you that type of joy, because it gave me and Chris joy watching. I was like, yo, that shit was hilarious. But, yeah, I think that's about it. I guess we go with games we've been playing this week. I'm going to start off this time. I've been playing RuneSteel. Still getting my butt kicked. I had a struggle stream last night. It was some storms that came across my crib, so it messed up my stream, so then I had to go back on and play again, and I played. And I was, if y'all go back and look yesterday, man, I was struggling on this particular boss fight. But then I figured out some extra moves I had on my melee, and I finally beat him like pretty easy once I figured it out. But yeah, man, I like that game. I like the fact that I die so many times, and then when I win, I just be like, yes! Like, I just be like yelling, man.
That's how you're supposed to feel, man.
Yeah, and I think my reaction was a little bit too happy when I won. So if y'all check that out, I'm surprised Yoja didn't clip that, because I was going crazy after I finally beat that boss, because I was like, you thought I was in church. I caught the Holy Ghost or something like that. I was happy. I was happy as hell. So, yeah, that's the game I've been playing so far. I'm gonna probably start on Noah. Yeah, probably start on that one next. I'm gonna play both of them, kind of like, you know, interchange, so I can give y'all different games to play when I'm streaming. So, yeah. What about you, Eric?
What's up? I finished two games since we last recorded.
I know what you started though?
Yes, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So I beat Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice. It was a
damn.
Yeah, it's not long at all. They sold the game at $40.
What's the game got? Like 900 megabytes or something?
No, it was long, man. It's beautiful. And it's damn, man. I'm thinking about this shit right now. It just hit me. But it's so about mental health, and your character that you're playing with literally is going through these episodes of events and shit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I watched the documentary that's inside the game itself, too. And it's just, I don't know, a dope ass experience. And I just thought about like what this episode is. And I'm like, oh, shit. But anyway. Game was super dope. Y'all should play it. Game Pass. What else did I play?
You know, you always sneak that in.
I finished Tales of Vesperia as well. So,
which one is that one?
The game that you don't like. The RPG.
The boring-ass game he was playing.
The game is great, actually.
Man. Well, the boring-ass game that streams.
The boring-looking game. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I did the last dungeon on stream, and it was a good stream, man. That shit was fun. Let's see. Played some Fallout 76. With Tyler over here.
Really?
Only encountered one glitch.
You didn't stream. You didn't stream it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Nah, what was the glitch? What happened? What was the glitch?
I don't know. I recorded on my Xbox shit, but I pulled up my Pip-Boy and then it like went into my head. So you could, I don't know, you couldn't really see for like 30 seconds. It was crazy.
You. So you were jabbing too hard.
Turn off his mic.
Old School Saturday with Streets of Rage 2, and that was fun as hell.
Okay.
Got to the final boss. Could not beat that bitch, yo. Because I was playing with Axel at first, getting through the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, I got to play with my man Skate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah, don't play with Skate, man. I don't know if I forgot how trash he was, but I wasn't doing shit with him, man. Shit was over. So, yeah, that's what I've been
You
playing.
Gonna go back and finish that on your next?
No.
So you didn't beat it? You just gave up?
Yeah.
Wait, you beat it before.
I did that a few times.
You beat it before.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Dang. What about you, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Fallout 76. I'm back on Fallout 76 pretty heavy right now, so I know I might get some hate from people, you know, in the audience, listeners out there. But Fallout 76 is fun. I mean, yeah, I'm going to still play it. It's not going to stop me from doing nothing. But, yeah, I mean, Fallout 76 is fun. Honestly, they've added a lot of things to the game that have improved it. They also, I can't prove this, but I read somewhere that they improved the shooting mechanics, and I swear that they're much better than they ever have been. It's not like Doom or any shit like that, mm-hmm. but you know, the shooting mechanics on Fallout 76 are the best they've ever been since the game came out. Yeah, it's fun. Like, I noticed that yesterday I was at work. I was like working, wanting to be at home playing Fallout 76. And I was like, oh my God,
really?
That's never happened since the game came out. Like, I was like that with all the other Fallouts, mm-hmm. but I hadn't been like that with 76 yet. So just, you know, going around, like hanging out with random strangers and meeting like cool people. Like, the community has been pretty cool. So yeah, like literally the other day I was in kind of a bad mood and I like jumped off Fallout 76 and like these random two people came up to my crib in Fallout 76, which I just redecorated yesterday, by the way. And we was just, you know, like going around, you know, killing, you know, like super mutants and shit and just like talking and hanging out. I don't know. It's fun. And so it's basically, and this is kind of what I said when it first came out, because of course they had to do some things to improve it because they were getting a lot of hate, some of which was deserved, some of which I think was extra, which I've said before, but the thing when they announced it that I was specifically looking forward to is this idea of having an MMO in the Fallout universe, because mm-hmm. I love the Fallout universe, mm-hmm. and I'm really enjoying that whole experience of playing an MMO for the reasons that I enjoy MMOs in the Fallout universe. So it's dope to me. I like it. So if any of y'all are playing it and you ever want to jump on there with me, yeah, man, I'm going to be on there on a regular.
Later.
Let me interrupt. I forgot. to mention the game that I was, the other game that I was been playing, which was Nier Automata.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So what you think so far? Like, you know, what you think?
I love it, yo. It lives up to the hype.
It did, doesn't it?
Question. Somebody said it's better than God of War. Do you agree with that as someone who's played both extensively?
Well, I haven't played.
You haven't played?
You know,
did you play both?
No. I'm thinking Devil May Cry 5. I'm sorry. You mean better than God of War just came out?
Better than God of War. 2018.
Ooh, man. Ask me that next week.
All right.
Ask me that next week.
We'll save it. But
Yeah. Ask me that next week.
Let me tell y'all this funny story. It might not be funny to y'all, but the people in my chat loved it. So, downloaded Nier Automata. When I bought it, I thought I installed it immediately, right? So, I was like, all right, I'm going to finally play this shit. Now I'm like, I find out that it's not installed. So, I'm like, all right, go install it. Install the game. Start streaming. Mm-hmm. Play the first, like, you know, 30 minutes, and Koi Kid is telling me, like, oh, you're going to love this game.
Yeah.
It fucks with your mind. Yeah. And it's going to make you, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I get to a certain part that says the game is not fully installed. If you continue, you'll lose your progress. So I go and check my downloads. Everything looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Koi is like, nah, don't even worry about that, bro. Don't even worry about that. So I'm like, all right, I ain't going to worry about it. So exit out, try to go to continue. Wouldn't let me do it. Game is not installed. So I'm like, all right, new game. And then I play that bitch for another 30 fucking minutes. And then Koi Kid talking about, oh, I think it might not actually be installed. So I played that shit twice with no progress. And then after I finished it the second time, game still wasn't installed. So I had to start over for a third motherfucking time.
Oh,
third motherfucking time.
How do you play the game if it's not installed?
It was like ready to play mode. You know, sometimes they'll give you a little bit of access to a game.
Yeah.
But it was kind of my bad because I didn't know exactly where to look at the PlayStation downloads. I was looking in the library. I should have looked at the notifications and whatever the fuck. But I'm blaming.
You could have asked me and Chris. Yeah, I told you.
I mean, I was looking. I could have asked the chat. They could have told me some shit.
I know. They didn't say nothing.
They wanted to see you suffer. They was laughing at you the whole time.
Laughing the whole time. This is great, man. This is hilarious. Like, nigga, I'm 30. I ain't got time for this shit, bro. Like, I got shit to do. But yeah. What have you been playing, Willie?
Did you finish, Tyler?
I'm good.
Are you good? Okay.
Did you not finish?
Huh?
Were you done?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Or are you done, though?
Let her go. Let her go.
If you ain't done, finish up.
No, she said she good.
Okay, just making sure. So, of course, MK11, the Combat League just started, which is the new setup for ranked matches. So instead of regular rank, now it's actual league. Mm-hmm. So all of our scores and stuff like that reset. So, and there's like daily challenges and a whole bunch of cool stuff. I kind of like it, though. And Shang Tsung also just dropped this week as well, the first DLC. And he's pretty cool. I'm still getting some little bit of time with him, but he's pretty cool.
It's not a pack? Like, it's not like Shane
Something? So, yeah, one comes out. So, it's a pack. So, if you buy the whole combat pack, you'll get all the characters as they come out. But so far, only Shang Tsung has been released.
Okay.
So, I don't know when they're going to release the next one. I think the next one probably is going to be Nightwolf. They're talking about Nightwolf might be the next character to come out. So, I'm not sure when that's happening.
I haven't seen Nightwolf in a long time.
Yeah,
Jesus.
So hopefully, he's dope, though. So, but yeah, I've been playing that. When I was in Miami, I always take my Switch with me, so I was getting some Smash in. So I played some Smash while I was in Miami. A little Mario Kart, a little Yoshi's Crafted World, you know, getting through more of that game, which is it's a lot of fun, so I'm playing that. But what I got back to, for some reason, and it's funny that y'all mentioned it with the Nier Automata thing, I got back to God of War. I popped in God of War because I never really 100%ed the game, but I went back and I just said, I'm going to start going out and taking out all the Valkyries because I wanted to, play the game some more. And it was a lot I didn't do. So I killed all 8 Valkyries, which is not easy because, like, that shit was difficult as fuck.
No, yeah.
So I killed all 8 Valkyries. I got all the legendary armor and stuff like that. So I'm looking good.
Yeah.
So I'm at the point where I'm at the Council of the Valkyries. I think I'm good. And there's a little realm tear. Now I got to fight the fucking Queen Valkyrie.
Oh.
Sigrun.
Man.
She ain't no fucking joke. I'm still fighting her. Literally.
But it's fun, though.
It's fun, but she has every move that all the Valkyries have. She's faster. She can kill you in one hit.
Yep.
And she switches up her moves every time you fight. So it's not a rhythm. So you really don't know what she's going to throw at you.
Yeah.
And I've gotten not past probably half her life bar. And, like, I'm just sitting there like, this is going to take me fucking forever.
I still haven't beat her yet. I still haven't.
Like some fucking Dark Souls shit.
Yo, it feels like it. It's like, and I'm just sitting there like, how am I? Because like I kind of like with the regular Valkyries, I kind of figured out a rhythm, and I was like, okay, this ain't that bad. It's kind of easy now.
Right, right.
That shit went all the way out the window. The funny part about it is when it starts, like usually with the Valkyries, they're sitting there chilling. You hit the realm tier, she mushes your ass on sight.
Yes.
She just grabs you and just starts mushing you.
Yes.
And then she's like, all right, let's go. Yep. And then boom, you into the fight. Like none of your like special moves and shit work. Like,
nope.
All the that shit like barely like phases. You just got to learn how to dodge and pick your spots. And it's gonna take. It took
like
me
stick
like,
and move. Stick.
It
I
took
mean,
me you, like 15 minutes to get half her life bar down.
And then once she
God
hit you,
damn.
Like and it was like barely like you know because it's like you know it's just it's fucking tough. It's probably the most difficult boss battle.
I think so too.
In the game.
I think I yeah.
And I'm gonna beat it though. I'm gonna find some way to beat it. But like. Yo, so I just found, and it's really renewed my love of that game. It's like, so yeah, so I'm gonna be doing that until I beat that. But yeah, it's cool, like going through the Valkyries and stuff like that. And I think I pretty much got everything else done, other than the other realm tears. But that's my goal is to beat the queen of the Valkyries, which is. I might try to stream that, try to see if I can beat that, but I'll probably be streaming forever because that shit is not easy.
Nope.
That shit lucky sound like frustrating to the point that it's almost not enjoyable.
Like, literally, I spent like probably. Today I tried it again. I spent about probably 2 hours, and I still ain't won. But I've been doing it for a week. I've been trying to beat her for a week.
Like I said, I haven't had the game when it first came out, and I still haven't beat her.
Like, I'm
still
haven't beat the Queen Valkyries. This ain't no joke. I thought, okay, this ain't gonna be that bad. Nah, it ain't.
Because just like you said, I went in, I was like, man, I'm maxed out. My gear is all dope.
She don't respect
everything.
None of that shit.
She like whatever.
Fuck your armor. Fuck your axe. Fuck your little blades and
your
shit.
Blade, your blade. Yep.
I'm gonna mush you in this ground, and I'm gonna stomp on you with these stilettos in your neck until you say mercy, nigga. That's who she is, and she's rocking all gold like a boss. She look, man,
it's
fuck
dope.
Sigrun.
It's
but
dope.
I'm a beater. I'm a beater.
It's definitely dope.
So yeah, but that's pretty much it. That's all I've been playing.
Damn, haven't you been playing Overwatch 2? Because I saw a video. You posted a video on Twitter. I don't think you posted those in a long time when you was playing.
Mm-hmm.
I love when Tyler play Overwatch, man. Cause she gets so hood, man. I love that shit when she do something good on there. Hey! She be so damn hype, and when she beat shit, like they ain't see shit coming. They ain't see shit coming. I'm like, I don't know how I miss your Overwatch streams, man. I hate that I miss them. When you gonna do another? What's that? The Jack in the Box?
Jackbox. I'm gonna try to do it.
I said Jack in the Box.
Kevin?
I said Jack in the Box.
So I was initially gonna try to do it this Sunday, but I have a shoot on Sunday, and so I don't think that I'm gonna have time. So I was thinking about maybe trying to swing like a Saturday night Jackbox stream if people. I was gonna like throw out something on social media and see if people would be interested or people would be available. So saying all of that to say that I don't know. I'm really planning on getting back to that soon, and I was planning on doing it this Sunday, but I'm not going to be able to this Sunday.
Also, too, speaking of Sundays, I don't know if it's going to be released by the time the podcast released Friday, but Tyler was a guest on our Dating Hip Hop Megan Thee Stallion interview, so be on the lookout for that for those that's hip to our Dating Hip Hop channel. Just thought I'd throw it out there for a second and stuff. You know, a little cross promotion. You know what I mean? That's all. You know, got to do a little cross promotion and everything. So, on to, I guess, what you say, somber news.
All right, so Etika is a popular YouTuber that you guys are probably familiar with. He's been missing for at least a week or so. And then they
it was a little over a week.
Yeah, a little over a week. Yeah. They found his body today. They found his belongings like 2 days ago, and people were really in denial, I would say, the whole time. He's been showing weird behavior for a while now. He was raided by like the cops, like on a live stream. They raided his apartment, came in and took him away. And you know, people were like, yo, it's just a game. People weren't taking it serious. You know, it's just for publicity, it's a joke, all that shit. And I don't know, man, just after he went missing, they found his stuff like 2 days ago.
Yeah, and on the Manhattan Bridge too. They found like his phone and his
on
wallet
the
on the Manhattan Bridge.
Yeah, because they found him like in the New York River or somewhere, one of them rivers. I forgot. I don't know which the name of
Manhattan's East River.
Man, okay, yeah. So like, yeah, that was kind of. And he dude was 29 years old.
Yeah,
man.
And he made like a suicide video. And again, people didn't know because he would be on his streams like, you know, I'm just fucking with y'all. I'm good type shit. But,
yeah.
Always take it serious, yo. But I don't know. I don't know. I would check his name on Twitter like every day for the past week, like, you know, every 6 hours to see if they found him alive or dead, and we got the news today confirmed. And I don't know, man. It fucking sucks. And I don't know. That's it. I mean,
was he fighting some type of depression or something, or like?
Yeah, it was definitely depression. Some type of mental, mm-hmm. you know, illness.
Yeah,
and real, even man. like last year, yeah, it did. This article does mention this. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
But he had over a million subscribers, and he just uploaded porn to his YouTube channel to just like be done with it and get it banned.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Damn.
Yeah.
And how long he's kind of been in the game community or whatever?
Because
like the reason why I'm asking, I wasn't familiar. I didn't know.
He's been around for a while.
I didn't know who he was until
he's been around for a while.
This news broke out today, so that's why I'm like asking questions because I was completely clueless.
It's a case where when you're you know a YouTuber or just any kind of famous person and you have like all eyes on you at all time, and you know, I just think like the pressure and the stress of keeping up with that. To a certain level, just like weighs down on somebody, and you really just don't know. Like, because there's plenty of videos where there's a video where he talked about like, I want my casket to look like this. I want to be like buried in front of the YouTube headquarters. He said he's made a lot of videos like that's showing symbols of somebody who's just not, you know, right as far as mental health. There's something was going on with them. I think his girlfriend also, also a Twitch streamer, was saying stuff about like, you know, she was concerned about him and things like that. So there's been a lot of signs. Like on the wall that like, you know, eventually, you know, which I don't, you know, I hope that nobody ever, you know, takes it to this level with their life, especially someone so young and successful. But, you know, there were signs on the wall that he was leading up to something like this or something where he wanted to, you know, just end his life. And it's sad because there's a lot of people, you know, who people who think, oh, they must have this amazing life because they got all these followers or all this money or fame. And they just think their life is so great, but behind closed doors, they're probably just as miserable or more miserable than you are or than you think. So, you know, it's just sad to see somebody go and the way that he went and being missing for a week and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just, I feel bad for his family. And,
yeah,
his friends,
that's what I was thinking too.
Anybody like, who, you know, just knew him because, like, I'm pretty sure they were legit super scared and worried, especially if they knew his nature. You know, they were just dreading the worst. And now to get that news today, I'm just pretty sure they're devastated. So. It's sad, man. It sucks.
Like, the other thing, like, the flip side about being in the public eye, because you were just talking about the pressure that comes with being in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard and read a lot of things about how people, like, when he would say certain things or, like, express, like, suicidal ideation and stuff like that, that there were people that would kind of make fun of him or, like, talk shit or, like, people were putting, like, a clown nose on him or some, like, on some pictures or some shit or, like, talking shit in the comments. I don't have, like, concrete examples. I just know that this is stuff that I've heard and, like, that's one of the saddest things about all of this to me is that this community that he was in front of all the time, that I'm sure there were a lot of people that like loved him and really positive, but also like, I mean, who knows if that had an impact on him or like making it worse or feeling like he kind of did a cry for help and people made fun of him. I don't know. Yeah. That's been kind of fucking with me all day ever since I heard about that.
Yeah.
I was in, I don't know, maybe his last stream he ever did, and I just stopped by just to see you know, how he was talking or whatever, because this was after he had got taken by the cops, after he had punched a police officer and all this shit. So I was just like, let me see what he's talking about. And they were doing a lot of clown faces. I couldn't tell if that's just like what they do. I don't know if that's something he embraces, like the meme or something. I don't know if that's part of a meme, but people definitely were not taking the shit serious. When I was searching on Twitter, like I was telling y'all, you know, people just say the most like fucked up shit. Even shit, I'll call him out, like Keemstar. If you look at some of his old tweets, probably deleted now, but if you look at some of the screenshotted tweets that he was putting out there, just saying like, oh yeah, he's faking it for sure or whatever, which he did, he would do stuff for attention, but you never know. So it's better,
you just never know what's going on.
Yeah, it's better to like look like a fool and be like, oh shit, you was just, you know, playing with me, than be like super skeptical about everything and then you know, end up with a body and just being cynical about shit. So
yeah, and it's just sad that these days, especially in the age of social media, that people just initially just want to not take it seriously when it comes to cases like this, because like I said, some people could be doing it for attention, some people could seriously be feeling these ways, but it's not up to you to like call them a clown or this and that, because those saying those things could push them over the edge, or it could be, oh, you don't think I'm serious, okay, well I'm gonna show you how serious I am, and then you end up in a situation like this.
Right.
Like, all these cases should be taken with some form of seriousness, because you really don't know. Because people can put on whatever facade or whatever like face they want to put on when they're in the public eye, mm-hmm. or they're on the stream, make it seem like they're okay, or I'm just fucking with y'all. But mm-hmm. you don't know what they're really going through. Only they know what they're really going through in their head. So like, I just say, if anybody who I've ever heard or I've seen talk about that, I've never been like, oh, they're faking it or whatever it is, because I just hope that they, if they are going through something, that they get help before it's too late. But mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, they don't get help, or they don't get the proper help, or it's just more people bringing negativity to them than the positivity they need, and it's just too much for them to handle. So they just want that pain to go, and they just do what they do. And now we're in this situation, so it's a bummer. It's sad, you know. Whether you like them or not, like, nobody should, you know, get to that point in life to where they, especially at that young and at that level of success, mm-hmm. they should get to that point to where they want to just end their life because of the pressures that they go through inside, you know, and it's just, it's fucked up.
And even people who aren't really successful, I don't, like, you know, every time there's a big suicide, mm-hmm. you know, we always say the same thing, really. It's like, you know, the repeated gun violence. It's always the same shit said. You know, go talk to somebody or whatever. Right. Is there a better solution? Like, is there something else you can tell somebody who is depressed? Like, I don't know.
I mean, it's tough because I personally know people who have been diagnosed with depression, and like, it's a case by case basis, because there's levels to it. There's some people who are severely depressed. There's some people who are moderately depressed. But there's people who, like, just going to therapy or talking or finding some kind of different outlet to help them with that, that helps. And there's some people that go through every avenue that they could possibly go through, and it still doesn't help, because whatever they're going through, is they feel is stronger or just weighs them down so much. So it's a different case by case. It's hard to really gauge, but like, sometimes, like I said, talking to people helps, but those people, sometimes the people in their life don't understand the illness themselves, so they don't want to, you know, they can't give them the right advice, or they just say, ah, get over it, and it makes mm-hmm. it worse. Like, sometimes there's people who just like, well, I don't understand depression because I don't have it, so I don't know what to tell you, or they yeah. just say, or just, you know, try this or try that, or you know, maybe this would probably help for me, but what helps for someone doesn't help for the next person, so it's a difficult thing. So it's really, you know, even though that person's going through the depression, it's up to them to kind of take, you know, control of their mental health and find out the best avenue for them. And sometimes they just don't have the strength in them to do that. So they just kind of like, you know, power through each day, hoping it'll get better, or just dealing with it to the point where they just can't deal with it anymore. So it's a complicated thing. It's a whole wormhole of things that you can just go down and talk about with it, with mental illness and depression and, you know, suicide and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's just tough. It's a tough thing. I feel bad for anybody who goes through it, you know, in some form or fashion, because, you know, it's just, I don't know.
I think an elephant in the room is the, and y'all might agree or disagree with me, the stigma of mental health in the Black community as far as like therapy and shit mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean... One of the things I think about is just the whole toxic masculinity thing. You know, man up, be a man, get over it. That type of attitude that is not.
Ain't nothing wrong with you, man. Like,
Yeah. You be alright. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know, man. Just invite people to open up if you are, you know, healthy, I guess, or you know, just if you're not going through the mental issues. I don't know. Listen to your friends. If they say they're sad or they're alone, take it seriously. It might be for attention, it might not, but either way, you have nothing to lose.
And if they want attention, is that like the most horrible thing in the world? You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe the attention would make them feel better.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just be a friend. Like, be that friend. Like, regardless of what you might think, just let them say what they got to say and be there, because it could be beneficial. It could help them out, or it could just be this attention thing, and that'll be it. But don't be counterintuitive and be like, you be okay, or don't worry about it, or toughen up, or you just bitching, or whatever it is.
Because then when it happens, they like, oh man, I wish I could have been there for you, and all that stuff. And
then they feeling that guilt, but it's like, you know, you saw it, you just
be kind. I feel like people often aren't kind, and there's like a whole lot of different layers or manifestations of that. And like I was going back to what I was saying earlier, especially when you're in the public eye and you're a part of an online community where people are kind of there's a certain level of, on one hand, you're reaching all these people that you might not know otherwise, but mm-hmm. at the same time, there's this distance because you all are behind computer screens. And I feel like that gives people, the same way you see any other kind of like harassment online or whatever, it gives people a little bit more inspiration, I guess, for lack of a better word, to be really shitty to people.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, I just feel like people should be more kind, honestly.
Yeah, you know how folks get on Twitter, man. They get the Twitter fingers and they think they the hardest, meanest person in the world, man. It's crazy. Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. You know, just, you know, rest in peace. I got like Chris said earlier, I really feel for, you know, the family and close friends that, you know, that was in his life. That's, you know, that's also affected by this too, because burying your brother, your best friend, your, you know, whatever, you know, at 29 years old, that's so unfortunate, man. I hate to see it happen. Like I said, even though I didn't know anything about it, but I was just like, wow. I mean, know anything about him, I was just like, wow. Like, seeing the age and just young brother and, you know, looking at some of his YouTube videos, his more popular gaming YouTube videos, I'm like, damn, like, this shouldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying? So it's unfortunate for the
Since
for the
I'm
young
not
brother.
Much of a Nintendo player, you know, like, and he mostly covered Nintendo stuff, yeah. like, I hadn't really, like, watched him before. And when I found out about it today, you mm-hmm. know, I kind of went... It took a long time to find some of his videos on YouTube, too, because when I typed in his name, everything was just about the suicide.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I found some of his, like, older videos, and just, like, his energy and the way mm-hmm. that he interacted with people was, like, really dope. He was, like, really charismatic and seemed to genuinely enjoy, like, the... I don't know. It's one of those things that, it kind of reminds me, you know, like, other instances of, you know, suicide, or when people talk about how the last time they saw their loved one, they seemed fine, right. or they were laughing, right. or whatever. And I don't know. I've just been, like I said, it's been kind of coming in and out of my mind today because people have been talking about it. I've just been, like, thinking about all those different things. I'm just like, I don't know. It makes me really sad.
Yeah, man, that's... It's unfortunate, man. Yeah. It sucks. It really do, man.
I heard that, you know, and I'm not sure, but I've seen a few just videos and articles about it. I've heard that volunteering helps you feel better. So that might make you feel like you have a purpose in the world if you feel like you don't. But that's a way to really make a positive difference and, you know, mutually help people. Because helping people makes me feel better.
Yeah, it makes you feel better when you help someone that you know that's like, because you think about it, like, man, I'm living this worst situation, and when you help someone, it's like, man, they living or what they going through is like 10 times worse than I'm going through, then you know, maybe I can feel better and make a change at somebody's life, and
yeah, exactly,
you know, that could help. But damn, I mean, now it's just like, it's too late because now the brother gone, you know, they found his body, and now it's all the whole what ifs and coulda shoulda wouldas, man, and you shouldn't have to say all that, but yeah, it's unfortunate, man. It's crazy. But switching gears, and Kevin, I think you can chime in on this one, because this topic I'm about to discuss is really true. So NBA 2K, you know, PlayStation and Xbox recently, and earlier this month of June, they had the Days of Play. It was like 11 days where they had like a whole bunch of sales going on the PlayStation store, and NBA 2K was $3. So I'm like, okay, you know,
we got him.
Yeah, we was getting ready to, and it was perfect because we had our private, kind of like a low key, just the fellas, NBA 2K tournament here at the studio, a few weeks ago, and so it was perfect time. I'm like, cool, we about to have a 2K tournament. Let me go buy this thing for $3.
I bought it a couple times.
You did. You told me. You was like, man, shit, I got that thing on Xbox and PlayStation, whatever, because they was both selling it for $3 in their store. So I've noticed, and you can chime in if. Mm-hmm. You probably haven't purchased it when it was $60 before, but
no. It's the same game every year. I had last year's model, but then there's a new one, $3. I said, I mean, I can't pass on it.
Right,
but
I couldn't either. 18. I was just like, I might as well get it for $3, whatever. But I've noticed every time when I play, and when I like when you hit the play and you put the load up, it's like four or five ads that pop up. Yeah, like it's a dang on TV. No, yeah.
We're talking whole ass commercials.
Whole commercials,
bro.
Dude.
Oh, NBA 2K on TNT,
yes.
bitch.
Yes. Yeah, bro, like, and you can't skip through it. Nope. You can't skip through it. Like, you got to sit there through
enjoy
the pregame.
Enjoy your $3 game.
I know, right?
Like, we gonna get our money some way.
Damn. As long as you think you finna start a game, all of a sudden you gotta watch.
You gotta watch
a whole commercial for a whole TV show. Clean commercial.
And you can't skip. You can't press no button.
That shit is hilarious.
You can't skip nothing.
That shit. Over
why y'all do that to the people?
It is fucked up.
And see what I wanted to ask you, Kevin, was
tripping until I saw.
I thought I was too. I thought I was too.
Maybe tell us about the ads,
dog. Tell you about the ads. Every single game. Before I get ready to start, it's for a movie or a TV show or some shit. You just throw
a
brand.
So it's a legit ad. Yes.
Jesus,
it's
that's the funny.
Wow.
This is real.
They had an ad. You know show Snowfall on FX? I've seen that ad at least five times.
At least six times, dude. Snowfall. Bam. Season 3. God. July 2.
So it's not like an image. No. It's like a trailer.
It's a whole commercial thing.
And you cannot skip through. You cannot skip through none of this.
Oh, my God.
So I wouldn't even want to play no more after that. Like, fuck this game.
So the reason why I was asking, I was going to ask you, Kevin, do you know anyone that got the game when it originally came out for $60? Did they have that? Was these ads always there? Or was it just...
No.
Mm. They knew.
So I guess it was like
a secret update.
We're going to drop the price but raise the ads so we can get our money back off these ads.
Yo, man.
Rubbing their hands together.
Because I'm playing this. I'm like.
I swore I was true.
I'm like, what is going on here? I thought I was too. When you sent that article, I was like, damn. Wow, here we go.
Because like at first, I was just like, maybe I'm not pressing skip fast enough. But the skip really don't pop up until the ad ends. Like, was it a skip?
Yes.
Now we done. You can skip now.
Man.
Did you ever see that episode of South Park where they were talking about ads? There was like a little girl that was at school with them, and she, like, you find out halfway through the season that she's an ad. She's like a human ad.
I haven't watched South Park since season one. I don't remember.
That shit was fucking hysterical.
Really?
Like, there was this one. I hadn't watched South Park in a really long time either. But there was this one season a couple years ago that was fucking phenomenal, and they were talking about like gentrification and talking about people building lofts over Kenny's house and shit, which is exactly what's happening in Atlanta right now.
Right.
So there's this episode where like the whole thing is she doesn't know she's an ad, so it's kind of like the same way with something like Blade Runner or something like that, where but she doesn't know she's an ad.
Does she know she's an ad? Does she know she's an ad?
And every single time I hear about shit like this, I just always think about that. Because if you think about how many ads we have to try to click away to do basic shit on the internet, like read an article. Oh, this shit. Okay, I got to click this off. Like, right. The fact that now they done stuck that shit in NBA 2K.
Yes.
And you can't skip it. It's not funny, but I'm crying.
Yeah.
It's hard not to.
I'm crying.
That's fucking hilarious.
Because, bro, I will say this, though. At least by the time the ad over, the game be fully loaded. Because, like, usually what you're waiting for is the game to load up.
Yeah.
It be fully loaded by the time the ad over.
Just look at the loading screen. That's right.
I'd rather just do that. Just show me a loading screen. But I swear, I was like, man, I know I can't be tripping. Am I seeing all these ads?
I feel like it just started like either last week or like a little bit before.
I think when it went
right
down
after
$3.
Sale. Yeah.
Yeah, when it went to $3, they're like, oh, we're going to hit you.
Exactly what they was doing.
The hell is this? And then I really know I was like, I've seen this commercial a couple times now. I know this ain't no fluke.
Man.
That shit is offensive.
That lets you know that.
It really is. They got some cojones.
You can't even skip it.
Nah.
Man, that is.
I've been saying it for years. Make these sports games free. And just keep your ads. Just make the fucking game free, man. Y'all niggas are crazy.
Because, I'm telling you, if they just offer 2K and I just buy a new roster every year for, like, 10, 15, you got me.
That's it.
You got me.
All dirty Trojans, haircuts, shoes, shirts.
These microtransactions is ridiculous in these sports games.
Pay to win?
It is pay to win. No, it's genuinely pay to win. Because once you make your little character and you're doing my player, you can literally just pay to make your player better instead of actually grinding. Right now, my dude is going through hell right now trying to get good. I mean, I'm the best player on my team, but still.
Right.
Y'all got to boycott, man. That's what y'all got to do for 2K20.
I mean, it was $3.
Y'all got to boycott 2K20, man.
No, damn well niggas ain't going to boycott.
I know they ain't. But that's why this shit going to happen.
What I want to know is the motherfuckers that pay $60 for it, are they getting those ads too now?
Yes.
Yes, it's universal.
So wait, it's for the full game?
Everybody.
That's fucked.
I'd be mad as
hell. Target the $3 niggas.
If you bought the ultra premium gold edition for $120, you got the motherfucking ass on days, boy.
I'm like, nah.
Unless you bought the one that had LeBron on the cover, nah, fam.
That's fucked up, yo.
They're not going to target the ones who bought it for $3. Everybody need to get these ads, apparently. Everybody needs to know the season 3 snowfall finna drop.
Maybe they're testing it out because for the future, they probably just going to do that with 2K and make the game
That's exactly
cheap.
What it is.
And then just make ads about the game.
No, they're not going to make it cheap.
They're going to still charge $60. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm trying to give y'all. Nigga, you're going to still pay this $60 for the same game.
Cheap?
And you're going to watch
this. Yeah, they're going to still charge 60 because they know when it comes around, everybody's going to be, hey, man, getting that 2K, getting that 2K, getting that 2K.
I was actually watching the article, or watching the video about an article about game prices and how they feel like maybe they might rise again during the next console generation.
Really?
And how the only time the prices didn't rise was between 360 and like Xbox One or like PS3. But that's the only time the prices stayed the same. But generally throughout history, game prices always rise.
That's true.
So because that cost of game making games always goes up.
Right.
So y'all think games going to go up to like $70, $75?
I'm pretty sure. Because that's how they make their money anyway. Because they sell the consoles at a loss.
Yeah.
So they got to make their money with software. So, I mean, eventually, yeah, we're going to be paying $70 for a game. $70, $80 for a game. We already do if you think about deluxe editions and that shit. But base price, they gonna at least bump it up to 70.
Damn.
Just thinking about that.
Especially with this next generation. They're probably going to do that.
Well, I hope the system at least go down and the price of the console go down.
Hell no.
They're not going to cut corners for us. Who you think you are?
Because they know we're going to buy that shit. They're going to buy it anyway.
Like,
nigga?
PS5 should be $399.
Yeah, it'll probably be like
$400. That's
reasonable.
That's fair.
It's not going to be that.
But then they're going to be like, $399 for the more console.
Yeah, I told y'all, 5 to 6.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's going to be that. I think it's $400 for the console. Then they're going to probably say $70 for the game. And you're going to buy it because we're dropping this.
But do you think it's either going to be higher game prices or just more subscription services? Because everybody love to get you on a subscription service.
They're going to still charge for that.
Because think about it.
They make more money if they can buy the game. If you buy the game outright, they make more of a cut off top rather than doing the subscription shit.
But then it's continual if it's a subscription.
But anybody can drop out at any time. So if you just doing $9.99
Once you locked in that shit, you ain't going nowhere most of the time.
Shit, nigga.
My bro,
I done dropped out quite a few subscription services and I ain't using that shit.
Right. You've had Game Pass for the longest, correct?
Uh-huh.
At this point, do you see yourself dropping Game Pass anytime soon?
No, honestly.
Exactly. So it's like you've been subscribed this long. It's like,
but that's like a dollar though. So why he don't even see that shit.
That's not a subscription thing. That's because he's the fucking Jehovah's Witness knocking on the doors. Right. Like, Game Pass,
my son.
I don't think it's just one of those things, because I definitely hear you, because there have been times where I subscribe to something. Like, for example, I never turn on my fucking PlayStation, but I pay $10 at the beginning of every month for the PlayStation Network because I just keep forgetting to turn it off until the next time I have a reason to be on my PlayStation. Mm-hmm. So I definitely feel what you're saying, but I don't think it applies for Xbox Game Pass because he, like, you know, be preaching that shit all the time.
My elbow.
The Game Pass is, like you said, similar to PlayStation Now. Like, it's
right, but yeah, good.
It's just better.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been paying the $1 for like the past 3 months. After I'm done with Forza, though, it's getting cut off. Man, speaking of just fucking games, man, Sonic Mania just went free on PlayStation Plus, bro.
Yeah,
you ain't play Sonic Mania?
Nah, I did.
That shit fucking fire.
I know, but I just didn't play that bitch. Yeah. So.
I never played it.
I streamed that shit on my Switch when I had my gaming channel. That shit's fucking fun. Nostalgic as fuck too.
So is it a new Sonic game?
It's basically like it's like Sonic 2 and kind of like
3-ish,
meshed together.
Yeah.
But then they also got some new levels and shit. Mm-hmm. But it's fucking dope.
Really? Play. And they got that old school look to it and everything?
Yeah. Same music, old school music, same vibe. Yo, that shit is fucking dope.
It's basically Super Sonic Turbo Ultra Edition.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. That's a good description.
But it's fun as hell. Like, if you play the old games, you're going to be in, like, nostalgia heaven playing
at
that
home.
Shit.
At home.
I'm with
download. And you got the PlayStation shit right now, so.
Yeah, but I only turn that shit on special occasions.
Sonic
ain't a special occasion.
I have a Sega Genesis in my crib.
But you ain't got Sonic Mania.
It's a new Sonic game.
They got new niggas too.
You know that shit is. Tyler won't touch that controller.
They got knockoff niggas in there.
She don't want to touch that controller. That's like, you saw that face she made when you was like, once you want to turn, she was like, I got a Sega Genesis. Like, I got a
Sega Genesis.
Like, I'm surprised she didn't do her hand like this. I'm surprised she didn't do this. Like, nigga,
I just play two, then three.
I got a Sega Genesis.
I saw nothing like this, ladies and gentlemen.
I know she doesn't. Like, but she does do her hand like this sometimes when Tyler getting that little, when she in that groove and she talking about something. And then she'll sit up a little bit. And then she'll do like that. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's a wrap.
Anyway, so speaking of subscription services, Gears 5 is about to have like a completely different model. So
Look at that segue. Look at that segue.
I know, right?
Smooth as fuck.
Smooth. Smooth as egg, son.
Take that W home with you.
Smooth as egg, son.
That shit was too smooth. The silkiest transition I know, that goes to Tyler.
Shit, what is that, velvet? that's what that felt like, but I'm like, what is... Damn, Tyler, this shit is velvet? That was a smooth-ass transition. Go ahead, girl.
I'm not even ready for it.
I know, boy. Teamwork make the dream work. Teamwork make the dream work.
John Stockton assist.
That's right. That's right. No. Not John Stockton. Isaiah Thomas. Come on. Ooh, get it right. Detroit. Get it right. Get it right. She just over there and cracking
But yeah, so Gears 5 has been talking about how they're going to do a completely different model. Like, they're not going to have a season pass that they're charging for. They're going to have, you know, kind of not just like the loot box system that you're used to seeing in games now, where it's just kind of random and you're paying for loot boxes or getting them. You have no idea what the fuck is going to be in there. Like, they're trying to make it a little bit more intentional, where it's like, okay, if you do this challenge, you get this thing instead of if you... Oh, yeah. So, wait, let me go back. So, yeah, they're trying to set it up where it's basically like you get things that... In other games, you might have to, like, pay for, you know, like, you get them by completing different, like, daily or weekly challenges and stuff like that. And also, like, you'll know if I complete this challenge, I'm going to get this item or I'm going to get this skin or whatever. And so, I don't know. What do y'all think? Because I think it's a kind of dope.
I like that. It's like you earn, like, the extra stuff that you get. I like games that kind of make you earn to, you know, get stuff instead.
That's how
it
should
be. I'm going to buy this pass. I'm going to buy this or whatever. Like, I think it's dope that you play the game. And they got stuff like that. They used to do that in Destiny, the first Destiny, where, like, you do certain challenges or whatever. And you get, like, a certain gun or exotic gun that you want to get. Mm-hmm. You got to do that. You got to do these challenges
right in
order to get it. It ain't no, oh, you're going to buy this extra, you know, package or anything like that. Like, you do this challenge, and sometimes the challenges be hard. But if you get it, you're going to get that gun and you're going to be like, oh, hell yeah. So, like, I like that. I like the idea that makes you play the game, because you feel like you're rewarded when you do something that you probably do in the game every day.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, well, if I'm still doing the same mission every day. I'm talking about Destiny. I'm just giving an example. Like, I'm like, why am I doing the same mission every day? Why am I doing the same strike? Whatever. Like, now I feel like, okay, cool, I can do this strike because I'm gonna get some goodies after this. So,
right,
like,
right.
I like
it's
that
more
idea.
Intentional. Like, you know, like, okay, there's this thing that I want. Yes. Oh, I can get this thing if I do this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like that. Me personally, I love it. So what about you? Because you play Gears. So
yeah,
like,
I do play Gears. As always, I'm consumer first. So this is dope. I feel weird giving them a cookie for doing what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm of course happy about it. And let me plug that Game Pass one more time, because it will be free day one on Game Pass if you have your subscription.
Like,
because it is an Xbox exclusive. So,
no, like, you're pushing that shit harder. Crack on the streets, nigga. Shit. Damn, nigga.
If we were like Rich Porter, man.
Right.
I'm hustling these streets, B. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's real. I'll fucking segue to that goddamn.
Right.
Eric be like, the doors to Game Pass are open.
Right. Right.
You know, come as you are,
come
baby.
Come as you are.
Just bring a dollar.
Hey, you know? Shit.
Put it in the collection plate. We good, baby. But,
do, baby.
that's one of my favorite memes.
So
that's Eric right
so
there.
So we went through like the we didn't go through the regular intro today, but I was waiting on you say we got Eric right here. What a do, baby. I'm definitely gonna hit
what
it.
Do, baby.
What a do, baby.
That's him with Game Pass.
Okay, wait, I was ready.
That's him with Game Pass right there.
Have y'all seen the other video where he's like celebrating the win and he says, "All right, great job, New Balance, Toronto. Let's get it." He's a hostage, bro.
No, I did not see
this
that.
This nigga trying to be excited and talk about the wind is even funny. He can't even celebrate right now.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That's Kawhi Leonard, man.
Yeah, man.
What it
hilarious.
Do, baby? That's how you use the game. That's how you use the Game Pass, man. What it do, baby? You see him come in? Game Pass. What it do,
game
baby?
But yeah, man, I'm excited for Gears 5 in general, and I'm not going to say I'm excited about this news, but I'm glad that it is news, because I'm not the one to be spending money on loot boxes in general anyway. But I am happy about the DLC being free for everybody. And Halo 5 did the same thing. So as the DLC came out, they just dropped it on top of the game. It didn't release in the best state, to be real. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they just dropped free DLC throughout the life of the game.
Yes. What'd you think of it? I don't know if you
I think it's cool. I think that's how games should be. you know, as far as like, you know, earning things and getting like unlockable stuff in video games. So I'm glad that they went that route. I think more, I hope more games do that in the future too.
Yeah, that's
and we used to do that back in the day, if you think about it, not in the same aspect, but like, mm-hmm. if you wanted like, you know, like with GoldenEye, if you want to get the golden gun, you had to like, you could go through some shit and get that shit. Mm-hmm. So you had to earn it. So I'm glad that they're doing that in Gears. They're not like pushing like loot boxes and, you know, DLC packages and all that stuff to, for you to get shit. So hopefully this is a trend starting and more games coming out will do the same. So
yeah, I like
I doubt it, but you know, hopefully
if shit, it works, not 2K20 guys.
Not 2K. Yeah.
No, they're gonna hit you with that and yeah, advertising, and you gotta still buy your points thing so you can hook your credit player up. So
God, that shit is the fucking worst. I refuse to give 2K any more money than what I spend on the game.
Yeah, you done your job already by buying the game.
It was $3. Bro.
They're laughing at you.
It was $3.
$3. They knew they got y'all. They knew they got niggas. Yeah. $3 shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was one of them. You know, yeah. I was like, look, shit, I haven't played 2K like that, son.
Shit. $3? No, whenever I go online and I see a game that's less than $15, it's something up. Especially if it's like new.
No, I don't say that.
That shit just came out. It's $3. Nah, they up.
Don't say that.
Nah, bro. It's been out for a minute. It's been out long enough where I was just like, you know what? I was thinking about getting this anyway. Look at you.
Nigga.
Look at God.
Yeah, look at God.
Look at you doing to me right now. You know I ain't going to tell you no. Come on, 2K. Get in the car. Like, that's how it felt.
Man, I got played. $3.
That wasn't
God. That was Snowfall.
That was Snowfall. Good
coming
point.
Back to
that's
FX
right.
In July. I know because I seen that damn commercial. Every
that season
game.
Gonna be fire though. I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to watch that
they
shit.
They got you already. Oh, that season gonna be.
No,
fire.
No, I'm just saying. I watched the show. I watched the show. Right, so like, see, Snowfall is
he
that joint.
He was like, oh, this look kind of good.
You ain't watching
no, it. No, I've been almost. Shut up,
like, do you watch it or is it one of those like subliminal things where they made you think you watch it?
No.
And they didn't like fuck your whole shit up?
No.
Because that's their goal.
Good job, though. But no, that wasn't it. But like, I've been a fan of Snowfall for a minute. So I just like, when they keep showing, I'm like, okay, I know what's coming out. Like, Jesus, rest in peace, John Singleton. Like, I know that joint is coming out. I can't wait to watch it. Like, that's my show I'm anticipating, like, so bad. But
I wonder who's going to pay for the most
ad time.
I know
what you're talking about now. I've never seen it, but I know the director of photography on that. Yeah. So that's dope. Okay, now I kind of should watch it, actually, now that I've put those.
Yeah, you should
together.
Watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, and it's only 8 episodes. 8 episodes on season one, and I think it's 8 on season two. So you can get through that quick, because season three is... Well, like we've been saying,
it's been July.
July 10th. Yeah, July 10th is going to be coming on. So,
he's getting them 2K19 checks, boy.
You got to talk about this damn show.
We've been invaded by Snowfall,
this
too.
Is like, what they wanted to happen in the
they
shit.
Want,
work,
they want to talk damn ass.
That
now.
Shit is ingrained in my brain because I've wanted to skip it so bad, but it's like I'm stuck waiting on this couch. Fine. I know when the show come out. Thank you, Snowfall.
So, you should watch the first two seasons, too.
I'll watch season one.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you need to watch season two
Mission
then.
Mission accomplished, 2K.
Yeah, Mission Accomplished 2K.
Already. Got them niggas ready for Snowfall.
Mm-hmm. Hold up, real quick. Also being ready, is y'all going to rewatch Avengers? Is y'all ready for that or not? Y'all not ready?
I can't believe
that?
They doing that shit.
Hell that to
shit
the crazy.
No. We ain't paying to go watch the same shit. We added some shit, though.
Sit there for 3 hours just nigga. For now. They going to add some. I mean, that's going to probably
that's
be on,
what,
it's gonna be on YouTube.
To do with
it's going
to
be on YouTube
Blu-ray
anyway.
Shit. Put
it's going to be on YouTube.
There. You gonna
but not. Nah, these niggas trying to be Avatar finally, and I'm here for it. Fuck Avatar.
So that mean you gonna go
you pay gonna
money
pay
to see it?
I mean, Kevin watched it twice the first weekend anyway.
So you gonna spend another 3 hours?
Again, just to see private watch. They put one extra scene. That don't mean shit.
Hey man, hey, tell me how it is, okay? Just go ahead. Matter of fact, hold your phone up when you in the
right.
theater and
then that shit.
Send it to us in the group text so I can know what extra quote unquote footage that they
unless
put in.
Somebody
this movie.
Died that didn't die the first time and they just died this time.
Right.
Some impactful shit.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. Like I love the game, I love the movie, but shit, I ain't
just,
gonna. Nah.
Just send it off. Go ahead, and send it over. Once
I'm,
you, once
I'm
you watch,
let
it.
Y'all know how they finally bring Black Widow back to life because they're gonna have to find some way to do that. It's gonna be something crazy.
No, watch you be hanging off the cliff and shit.
Like, spoilers.
I know.
I'm sorry. I just missed it.
That shit old at this point. Like discreet.
Niggas
saw
know.
It.
Niggas
yeah,
know.
Discreet saw that one, but nah. I'm gonna rewatch it.
Y'all looked at me sideways for spoiling Fight Club, and that came out like 20 years ago.
Who looked at you sideways?
Kevin was not a part of that.
You talking about them or the audience?
I didn't Kevin care. To be honest, I didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't care either. I didn't care.
I think it was like one nigga in the chat. I didn't see Fight Club.
That's
yeah.
Dude. That's his fault.
And that movie been out for 20 years?
20 years?
Nah?
I think it came out in 96 or 98.
It's a cult classic.
That's 23
classic,
years.
Yeah, movie old.
Everybody talks
like
about
saying,
Endgame, but nobody really.
Like, hey, you know.
All right, can we get to the? Is it question time?
Yeah, it's question time.
Yeah, we're way off pace, bro. Like,
wait, nigga, can't save this shit for the post show. We started with that shit with the game shit.
That's fine.
Blame damn, that's a third strike.
Way off track, bro.
This is funny though. This is great. This is great.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Great job, team.
Great job.
No,
no,
don't stop.
No,
nigga, stop.
I wish I had a button where I could just mute his mic whenever he just says, no, shut up.
Like a button where the chair open up. Like a floor open up in the chair. Yeah.
You're talking about an ejection chair.
Oh my god!
No, nigga, that drops into the ground and fire shoots up and shit like
that. Drops just
shit.
Like how he dropped in Days Gone.
Right. Yeah, you want them Days Gone buttons?
You want them Days Gone?
Right.
Should say Days Gone.
Days Gone.
What the fuck?
Oh my god!
Oh man, but yes, it's question time.
All right, first question. Deogen asked three questions, so I'm just picking one of them. All of them are about HUDs or heads up displays. The first one and the only one I'll be asking today is, what's been your favorite HUD style in a game?
Dead Space.
What do you like about it?
What I like about it? Well, I mean, it's, for one, it's well organized. Like, you know, it's you know, some HUDs, you kind of be like, what the hell? Like, I ain't gonna front. On Ruiner, they HUD system, when I look, I'm like, oh my god, what the hell? How do I use this? Like, what the hell am I doing? People are like, you're not using it. So I've noticed as I'm playing a game, I'm like, oh, so that's how I do that. I'm like, this HUD system is crap. But in Dead Space, like, I know everything. Like, and you can kind of organize it the way you want to organize. You can put, like, your big health bars over here. I'm going to put my big health bars over here.
Dope.
I'm going to put my ammo on this side. I'm going to put the medium. Like, I got everything, like, my stasis. I put my stasis on one row. Like, I love the HUD system in Dead Space, man. Like, all the Dead Spaces. I have everything organized when I play. Before I start, I missed that game. That's a good game. Before I start, I just get all my stuff in order, guns, ammo, everything. So I like Dead Space HUD system. And it actually got better as the game was, you know, like Dead Space 1, okay, HUD system. It was good. 2 was good as hell. 3 was really good. So, like, I think they improved the HUD system as the game kept going. But, man, I hate they stopped making that game. That's a good-ass game. But go ahead. It's a good ass game.
That's a good time.
I know that's and I still got it on. I got all three of them on PS3. That's a good game.
Y'all see how the most violent game made BZ at ease? This should say so.
He lives for violence.
He just relaxed. He was right?
That's a dope game, though.
It is dope. Dead Space is dope as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. It
thank
is.
You.
It
see,
is. I agree that it's dope, but you're just like
fun, man.
You just went like you were at peace, bro.
I was like, what?
Home, you're meditating about Dead Space, bro. That's you went into a trance.
Stomping on them aliens, the blood be splattering up. Man, I'd be, I love it, man.
Oh my god,
dope game, man. It's very intense too.
Yeah, my favorite HUDs in general are minimalist. This question was prompted by me playing Hellblade, and there's no HUD at all. There's no subtitles. There's no really text on the screen. There's no tutorial. You playing that bitch, it ain't gonna tell you how to block. You just gonna have to figure it out. And it's just like nothing on the screen.
No control button at the beginning of the game or something? Like, you know,
no.
Nothing?
You can press start and see the controls. And even that menu is like very clean. But I didn't even figure that out because I didn't pause the game for the first like hours because I was stuck in it, man. But I really.
I'll play that game.
Yeah, it's dope, man. I think.
Is it a PlayStation exclusive?
No.
It's on Xbox and.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Game Pass, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyway,
I thought you got it on PlayStation or something.
Yeah, but it's also on PlayStation.
Okay.
Uncharted 4 had a really minimalist view as well,
sure
so
did.
You can just pay attention to the scenery and action and feel like you're in a movie. So I really like
that.
True.
That's true.
Scott mentioned one of the best HUDs in general, Persona 5. That inspired Miyamoto for the Smash HUD that he uses now. He was like, damn, this Persona shit is kind of lit. We gonna kind of use that as a template sort of. And it's really stylistic. It's not minimalist at all, but it looks very weird and it's very random, but it matches the style and the rebelliousness of the characters in the game. Right, B?
Whatever. You gonna get that R shit too, man?
I might. I wasn't damn. At first. I was like, nah, but I know it's kind of like buying 6 minutes of Avengers. At least I think so. But
that's
I
was thinking, but I was gonna keep it to myself this time.
I saw the trailer and I'm like, man, this looks like a lot of new shit, man. It looks like a lot of new shit.
And you excited for that?
I am now. I wasn't until I saw the trailer.
He gonna be streaming it again.
You're right.
Yeah, he is. You know it.
BZ looks so disgusting.
I know, right?
He's so disappointed in you.
BZ always. Like, he'll show up to the stream, like, not knowing what's going on. Oh, you playing this bullshit. I'm like, it didn't tell you the title, bro.
No, I
like,
just
it didn't tell you the title of the shit that I was doing.
I just click right on. So when I go on, I click right on the name.
Me and Mugga 11 is playing Persona 5. Click. Nigga, you playing Persona 5 again?
Like, I just go right to it and it's a Me Mugga 11 is live. Bam.
But you playing that bullshit.
Oh my God. It's a great game. Hoods. Oh, also forgot. Well, are you gonna mention Fallout?
Yeah.
Thanks for taking her.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
We can like it together.
Oh, okay.
But and I also, it's funny because I was almost thinking about being like, because I've been thinking about this question since we like talked about it earlier, since it went out in the group chat. And so like I don't want it because I feel like I say Fallout for everything. But I mean, that's my answer though. And I would say really more so like Fallout 3 or Fallout New Vegas, because like there are a couple changes that they made when it got to the hood of Fallout 4 in terms of how readily you can see enemies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And because I like to play as more of a sneak character anyway, like that kind of bothers me a little bit that they changed it where it's harder for you to see when there are like enemies nearby. Mm-hmm. So I would say, yeah, like Fallout 3 or Fallout New Vegas in particular.
And I just like that it implements the Pip-Boy in the actual like gameplay. Yeah. Like that's my favorite thing about it, even though that shit got stuck in my head last week. But I like how they literally pick up the Pip-Boy and you're like going through it and you can see the knobs and shit turning.
Yeah,
yeah. You can see the little
the
like
Pip-Boy is definitely one of my favorite parts of it.
Like the static in it and shit. Like it's like, I'm like, that's a nice touch. I like that.
And it's just so well organized, you know what I'm saying? You can find everything so readily, like your inventory and shit. Mm-hmm. And like when you have your little vault boy that's showing you if there's something wrong, like on the first kind of like status screen. I don't know. I love that shit. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like I say Fallout for everything and I don't want to be like a one note.
But you,
song,
but we all, no, we all know that's your game, though.
It's going to be your turn.
You live by.
Can I give an honorable mention? I was going to sound stupid, but to FIFA. FIFA does a great job because in every different league, they actually have the way they set their cameras up. Because, like, in soccer, different leagues have their cameras set up differently. So, like, they actually, when you play, like, the heads-up display on all the games, just like it would be on the actual broadcast.
Mm.
Very impressive the way they actually do that.
So you're going to put your honorable mention before Willie gets to say his, bro? That's fucked
I mean,
up.
He, it looked like he wasn't going to talk.
Oh, he was.
I was being courteous.
He was being courteous, letting everybody go around.
I mean, it was Bella.
Like, I just stopped talking.
Like, she just stopped talking. You're right. Let me give an honorable mention. Like, nigga.
That's even better.
For real?
You have to put
how you doing honorable mentions before the whole shit's done?
I know, right?
You give Kevin a mic.
Next week, this nigga is cut off.
You do a top five listen, and he come in with an honorable mention before you list the number one and shit.
Am I right? Am I here?
That's how you do a good list right there. That's called anticipation for what you've been to bring to the table. I was your commercial break.
What?
Oh my God! You already had enough 2K commercial breaks.
Right, you had commercial break, nigga, shit.
Damn that!
All right. Anyway, fuck. So
one more thing. No,
one more thing before I'm like. No, but honestly, when the question was asked, I really didn't realize how much I don't really pay attention to HUD displays when I'm playing the game. Like, and I think I like more minimal, like you say, minimalist ones, because like I really just don't really care for it as long as I can see what I need to see. But like Uncharted, when you said Uncharted, that is a really good one. I like the HUD display in God of War, like Doom's HUD display, the newer one. I like theirs in there. I like how everything is set up. But mostly I really just don't pay attention to it today. I'm like, you know, it's like, it's not like a main thing. Oh my God, the HUD looks so great. I was like, okay, I know where that's at. I know where that's at. And I can learn a HUD display real quick. So it really is not, it's never been one of, oh, I can't understand this HUD or I don't like how that is. It's like, okay, that's how it is. That's where that is.
I think the best HUDs are the ones you don't notice at all.
Yeah, I like to just not notice it at all and just like be immersed into the game. And then that's how I go with it. So now you can say your honorable mentions, nigga.
Hold up, before FIFA.
Too late.
FIFA.
FIFA.
I got to give a mention to the Metroid Prime series because I like that you're literally in Samus' helmet.
In her helmet,
and you can like see the corners of the helmet and shit, and it kind of bobs up and
also,
down.
Also, another cool one that I will mention. I think the game was called Darkness. I can't forget the name of the game, but it's this game where you're just like dude and like... Like you're like kind of like this
monster,
yeah. And it's like shoulders. It's called Darkness or
the
Dark Side.
The Darkness.
Darkness. Yeah. That shit was kind of cool. That shit was kind of cool the way, because it's got the shit, the fucking like creepy shit on your shoulders, but it's like you can see it like
in your peripheral.
With you, in your peripheral. So that was kind of cool too. So yeah, that was dope too.
Nice.
What's the next question?
Next question. Do you have anything else, Kevin, for FIFA and the stadium cameras or something?
No.
I want to add Bioshock Infinite too. Also, Bioshock Infinite, I feel like the HUD on that is pretty dope. In terms of, because you have obviously, you know, like ammo for weapons and stuff, and then you also have the like bio weapons that you have, and just it's, I feel like it's easy to navigate between like the powers you have and shit. So I want to add that too.
I feel bad. I've never played that game. I never played BioShock.
You never played any of the BioShocks?
I've never played any of BioShock.
Oh damn!
Yeah.
I played the first
and it's one. On both systems, right? Xbox and PlayStation? Okay. Yeah, I never played them.
And PC.
And PC, okay. I never played about. I think I've heard about that game that is pretty dope.
But I wanted to give some love to the PC people out there.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's on Xbox and PlayStation. Like, this other thing just completely didn't even.
Right.
They'd be
like,
mad.
What about PC? What about PC love? All right.
So, if you had a Game Pass last month, you could have played all three BioShock
look
titles.
Look at him! Look at him! What it do, baby?
But they've left. They've left now, so don't get Game Pass in hopes of those games. Anyway,
I think Eric is the ad. Remember I was talking about that South Park episode where the ad doesn't know that it's an ad and thinks it's a person.
You gotta tell me what season and what episode. Like, you gotta find that season. I'll find it. Yeah. Was that necessary?
Eric's an ad.
Kroger purified. Get you some.
Oh my god.
We're trying to get paid from somebody this episode. Apparently, we
drinking
we
water.
We ads all
it's
day.
In your mouth. OG Raish asks, who was / is your favorite person in real life to sit down and play a game against?
I'd have to say my little brother, because we grew up playing. We grew up playing games since he was 3 and I was 5, and it's been like this long-standing like rivalry, but also we just like, you know, we just know each other's play styles. We grew up liking the same games. We were both Sonic and Mario fanatics. When fighting games came, we were always, to this day, we're still like each other's equals and stuff like that. So I have to say my little brother, because like he's like the most like in tune with video games as far as playing against somebody that I've ever, you know, played against. So
yeah. Are you Goku or Vegeta?
Nigga, I'm Goku. I'm older, nigga. Nigga, I'm Goku. I'm not always going to be Goku.
Vegeta's older.
But Vegeta, you know what?
Is older.
Nigga, but you know, you right. That nigga is older.
Nigga.
Anyway, I be getting the most W's, though. You know, I'm the hero, nigga.
Ooh.
You know, I came in first. That's what it is. I showed up first. So I'm Goku.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. You showed up first. You showed up on this earth.
That's what
first.
I meant to say.
They,
yeah. Older sure as far as like in the show. Sure nigga.
Did. Even in the show, Vegeta's still older, but I get what you
alrighty.
You know what I meant, nigga.
Your favorite person?
I would say my old roommate, who's also one of my best friends, she and I used to play puzzle combat against each other for fucking hours. And that shit was fun as fuck. Or I say my homie Oz, who I went to college with, who is the only person still to this day that can consistently beat me in Mario Kart 64 Battle Mode. Remember we were talking about that the other day? So, yeah, I would say one of those two people, but for those two different games.
Dope. Y'all might be familiar with mine. Mine is Rigo 843. Check out his Twitch channel. He's playing a whole lot of Apex, which is not fun to play with him. But everything else, Tekken, Street Fighter, I am superior in most of these games, but in like Halo or some shit, if it involves shooting at all, he got me. But them hands and feet and toes, I got that shit, bro. But yeah, he's very fun to play with, and we mix up our characters, and it's never like, never mind. Anyway, it's dope as fuck, and that's my homie, man. So in person or online.
Yeah, mine's just like super super old school. My homie I used to play with back in the day, I guess I don't need to say his name, but yeah, I mean it's one of my good friends back in the day. I haven't talked to him in years, but we used to play NBA Live all the time, and I swear he was getting madder every time. If I'm hitting threes or something, he'd be like, "B man, if you hit this three, dog, I swear to God, man, I'm socking you." Like, you know, you used to say that used to be the word every time. Like, man, B, I swear to God, man, don't hit this three, man. I come down, boom. He just start raging. It's like first quarter, it's funny because it's like the first quarter he starts off calm, like, all right, yeah. Second quarter, it's like. Cause then I start building the lead up, and then it's like third quarter, I'm up by 15, 20 points. He mad. He throwing the controller down. That's when the controllers was tough back then. He throwing the controller down, pick it back up, still playing. Like, man, B, I swear to God, man, if you hit this another three next time, man, I'm gonna sock the shit out you, man. I swear to God, I'm gonna sock the shit out you. I come right down, like, man, you ain't gonna do nothing, man. I come down. He was like, oh, he go from calm to just like literally like incredible Black Hawk. I swear to God. And every time I used to be like, hey, I'm going to come over there and play the game. I'm like, we gonna play some live again? Like, yeah. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, oh yeah, he about to get mad as hell.
And it's like, did that shit on purpose.
Yeah, I did it on purpose. I used to love, that's what I used to love. And it got to the point where I used to call my other boys, like, yo, y'all gotta come over here. Come over here. Wow. Y'all gotta watch this shit. Y'all gotta watch this shit. They're like, what? I don't believe it. I'm like, then they come over there, they just be standing back, and you can see them like doing this every time when I'm coming down, hitting the three. And I'm my lead bump building up. He like, ah, he gets so mad, and you just see them in the background just like,
is this the same one that would be like, that's why I got more hoes than you?
He would say that, but not when I played. That wasn't the game. He would say that in Madden. If we was playing Madden, he would say that in Madden or Joe Montana football. Back that was for the old school gamers. That was a popular football game too. But yeah, that playing with him was like a joy for me because I knew I can beat him. He never beat me. I know I can. It was to the point where I just play around like, okay, yeah, I let him get happy. And then third quarter.
Yeah, so you was toying with him.
Yeah, I was toying with him. Third quarter, I'm like, okay, I'm about to open up on him now. Like, run, we going to run. Bam, bam, bam. He like, he used to get so mad. He used to be so funny. He used to really get so mad like, ugh, beat him. I'm going to sock you, man, if you keep doing this. I'm just going to sock you. Unless he'd be like, all right, man, whatever. Like, it didn't scare me.
He never actually hit you?
No. CD, I mean, he was bigger than me, too.
Like, CD said that's why you ain't talked for years.
I mean, like, recent years. But, yeah, he used to get so angry, man. I used to just be sitting there like, he about to do it. He about to do it again. And he just, you get mad. And I'd be giggling and shit.
You need to meet up with him again, man. Huh? Get some content out of him.
Can you imagine putting that on Twitch? Oh, man. I don't think he'd get mad like that. I don't even know if he played video games anymore like
that.
You don't
have flashbacks and shit.
I know, right? But yeah, he used to get so mad, like, man, I swear to God, B, don't you better not hit this shot. You better not hit this shot. I was like, man, Lot 95 was a fun basketball game. I used to love playing that. But yeah, that's the favorite person I used to like playing games with.
I see. Wow. All right, next question comes from Cage Ragnarok.
He said, Cage who?
Ragnarok.
He's in the chat right now? I never heard that name before.
I don't know. He be showing love. Be okay. To me, I don't know about y'all. But he said, what is your personal definition?
Damn.
Oh, I don't know. Hey.
Was that personal definition or what?
Okay, cool. What is your personal definition of a hardcore or casual gamer? And for casuals, what games would you recommend to them to expand their range of games? I personally define a casual gamer by the amount of time they spend with the game. It could, like, I don't know, if they play Candy Crush for like 4 hours a day, I think, shit, that's hardcore enough. Like, you're not playing on a console, but
can somebody playing Candy Crush be a hardcore gamer?
I don't know.
Right.
That's not really like,
I don't know if I, yeah.
It's what people call casual.
Man,
yeah.
I was on this temple run for 6 hours, son.
Yeah, if you playing it that long,
hardcore.
Right. If you playing it that long, you one of us.
Right.
Shit.
Doing the same level for 6 hours? Fuck that. No. But
yeah, I know.
I don't know. I think I agree with you. I think it's about how much time you put into a game. Also, not about hardcore to me is like time put in, but also amount of games you have or amount of games you've
different
played.
Games that
different
you
games
play,
you've
yeah.
played. So if it's like, you know.
So okay, if you play Turok all year.
So if you play. Well, no. Like I say, it's like, okay, oh, I got to play this game. You're literally excited about games and you bought multiple consoles and stuff like that. That's a hardcore game. Casual is somebody who probably plays Candy Crush or Temple Run, or they'll buy a console and then they'll just like turn it on and play like one game and play it a couple hours and then leave it alone for like a couple weeks just to say like, okay, well, I like this one game, or I like playing 2K, or I like playing Mario Kart, so I'll just get it for that and then I'll play it when I can.
I just say it's just a range of games because a lot of my best friends back at home, all they play is Madden and 2K, and they play that game for hours, but they don't even consider themselves as gamers. They're like, man, I ain't no gamer. I don't play all that other shit. Like, all they wait for is 2K in September. I mean, yeah, 2K in September and Madden in August, and they locked in.
That's like a hardcore casual.
Yeah, if you're playing that shit all year.
Yeah, you're just a hardcore 2K player.
But I don't consider
you're just in
a
denial.
Gamer,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was going to ask Willie, if you feel like that was
like
a hardcore.
Like, all the other great games that's been out, they don't care. A gamer is somebody who plays games.
Them.
Yeah.
Like, not just, oh, I play this one game, yeah. This is me. Like, that's it. Just like, you're a hardcore 2K player or whatever it is. But
I wouldn't label them as gamers, though. Like,
so if you go to watch every like superhero movie, are you a movie buff? But you're not watching nothing else. You're only watching the superhero shit. Are you a movie buff?
You're just a comic book buff who likes watching the movie version of the comic.
Yeah, that's it.
So
Yeah, a movie buff. I feel like you got to be watching
a range of genres. You got to be like,
you got to be analyzing it. Yeah. And like, oh, look at the mise en scène and blah, you know, like if you're not doing all that, I don't know about buff. Yeah. But I mean, do we even really need labels on this planet? I don't know. See, I've been thinking about this all day today too, because like I refer to myself as a casual gamer, but I don't know if based on you all's. You shake your head.
You hardcore as fuck. Yeah. You know that.
I was like, based on your definitions, like that doesn't work at all. But like that's in my Twitter bio. I refer to myself as like a casual gamer with anti-establishment hair and melanin vibes or some shit is the way that I phrase it in my Twitter bio.
But you play different games though.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like I guess
it's not like you just play Fallout.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you play a lot of different games than just Fallout. Fallout just happened to be one of your favorite games of all times. But it's like that ain't all you just play.
I mean, I feel maybe my definition of hardcore is more so how seriously people take something. I'm trying to put myself back in the mental space that I was in when I initially wrote my Twitter bio. Because like I said, I refer to myself as a casual gamer. And so I'm asking myself, like, what about casual versus hardcore made me think that about myself? Because I've been a gamer for my whole fucking life.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, since I was six. And I've never gone through periods where I didn't game or anything like that. Like, I've been a gamer and I played a whole bunch of different shit for my whole life. So I'm asking myself, why do I view myself as being casual? Because based on y'all's definitions, I'm not casual at all.
No, you're not.
So, you're not. Just accept it.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all right.
That's why we're here.
That's dope.
You know, that's casual gamers don't be on podcasts and shit. Like,
that's real. Like, what you play this week?
Right.
Goddamn, motherfucker.
Fallout. And then I played some more Fallout.
Played NBA.
Play NBA. 2K.
I just played 2K.
Watched 2K ads all day.
But I watched 2K ads.
They say Ken is a casual gamer.
I would say, Ken's more of a casual gamer because like, he just plays when he can.
Can I borrow you, bro? Somebody got a question for you. And I wasn't going to ask it, but since you're here, I do want to ask it. Do you mind?
No, nigga, I'm reading right now. I guess. You just interrupt that man's literature.
Can you grab Kevin's mic?
And then you keep it away from him so he can't say DG anymore?
Yeah. Don't give it back to Kevin, please.
The question is from Leo, and the question is, what happened to Ken? What happened to Ken?
To Kim?
Ken, you. What happened to you? Why aren't you on the podcast, I assume was their question.
Oh, summer work schedule. Monday through Thursday, I have to work 10 hours.
Woof.
And we get Fridays off, so I don't get here until 8 o'clock. So we do two shows on Tuesdays, and the second one is Dead End Sports, which is around 8:39. So...
There you go.
Made it easier just to keep the show going on. So that was it.
That's what's up, man.
But it's over in August, so I might.
He ain't coming back in August, y'all. Don't believe that shit. You're going home.
You got to come up here.
You're going to show up at 8 o'clock for Dead End Sports. That's it.
Oh, you kid fans out there. I'm back. I'm going to be back now. These niggas keep for saying
it sounds like I need to get the mic from Kevin. Why y'all talking? At least I would have waited.
Oh my
that nigga
God.
Little mama Joe ass Willie got
right.
Fucking Kanye is like, granddad, I know you probably got a good answer. I'm gonna let you finish.
Right.
But FIFA had the most honorable mention.
I know, right? I'm so offended. I'm like, nigga, that's my turn, nigga. Shit, wait.
The nigga
not on camera just getting bold today.
Oh my God, dude.
He's talking about DG unit and all this shit. Like, come on now.
Oh man. It's crazy.
So back to we didn't finish the last part of K Dragnarok's question. For casual game or for casuals, what games would you recommend to them to expand their range of games? For me, I just think it depends on the person and what they're into.
Yeah, see, my homies, I can't recommend.
You can't get them.
I recommend them. They just be like, all right, man.
Not even Grand Theft Auto?
Nope.
Wow.
Nothing.
Yeah, they're hopeless.
They are. I mean, 2K Madden.
I think it just boils down to their personal preferences of what they can connect with. Like a lot of like you're saying, like your homeboys probably because they watch basketball, they play ball. So 2K, okay, it's ball. That's a game I can play that I'm familiar with. Like, you know, something. But then you have people who just like getting immersed in different worlds or different stories or fantasies or just different aspects of video games who are just into just the whole spectrum of it. So like I said, like just I guess it depends on who you're talking to and say, oh, you like this? Well, you might like this kind of game. Mm-hmm. Or you're into this stuff. Oh, well, check out this game if you play video games. And they may or they may not. But, you know, it's up to them if they like it. Like, there's games that I never thought I would like that I played. Oh, this is really fun. And then there's games that I thought I would like. And then I was like, eh, it's not that great. So
yeah, I got one other best friend that plays just as much stuff as I do. And then the only time the rest of my other homeboys that play 2K and Madden, the only game I had them try one time out their comfort zone, quote unquote, was Double GoldenEye.
Yeah.
They still playing Madden and 2K to this day. So I mean, but that was the only time I remember they like, okay, let me try to play this. But they was like, They couldn't even get into Sonic.
And nigga, what court are we in?
Yeah. So like, yeah, no, that's it. That's all they playing.
Any games you recommend for casuals to get them into hardcore gaming?
Nah.
Yeah, I think it just depends.
Yeah, it depends on the person.
Yeah. 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 It's like, oh, you like superheroes? Try Spider-Man. Like, yep. Oh, you like narratives? Last of Us. Like, that's. Yep. Yeah, that's all the questions.
That's all the questions?
That's all the questions.
All right. Well, hey, look, that'll do it for this week's episode 45, huh?
45.
Dang. That's a messed up number. But, yes, thank you guys again, always, for subscribing. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel because we hitting that 2,000 and we getting more. So, 2K. And plus, we got some, what'd you say?
I just said 2K.
I know, 2K, right? You said what?
Look out for that snowball. Look out for that snowball.
I'm going to embed it in the editing so you can't skip that bitch.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, make sure you guys, you know, subscribe because we got some content coming out on that channel very, very soon. Be on the lookout for that. And also, like I've always said before, subscribe to our individual Twitch channels because we always just if you want to know what we're playing, just follow our Twitch channel. You get to see what we're playing and you get to chat with us at the same time. So I guess for BZ, Granddad, Tyler, me, Mug 11,
what
Kevin.
What do, baby?
What do, baby? We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace, y'all.